This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States has paused assistance to Niger. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are pausing assistance to the government for the time being. That assistance will affect development aid to the government, security aid to the government. It's a significant amount. I don't have a number because it's a pause, and it's a pause that we would hope would be reversed if the junta leaders would step aside and restore constitutional order tomorrow. That pause would be the pause would go away and security assistance would be reinstated. But as we've made clear, hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake.
U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who said on Monday that the United States believes the window of opportunity for the military junta in Niger is still open if they should step aside and allow President Bazoum to resume his duties. At least two people were killed in a Russian strike on a residential building in the East Ukrainian city of Pakrovsk on Monday. At the United Nations Monday, Farah Kak, a deputy spokesperson for the Secretary General, said they have been assessing the damage at Ukraine's grain infrastructure over the past few days.
The humanitarian coordinator in the country, Denise Brown, visited the Danube port of Izmail on Saturday. Her visit took place 3 days after it was hit in an attack damaging a grain storage facility. Ms. Brown noted that the thousands of tons of damaged grains in the attack would have been enough to feed approximately 66 million people for a day.
He also said that the situation from a humanitarian standpoint across the country is getting worse for the people who have remained inside Ukraine and will likely